Well, the leadership coup that wasn't, certainly so far anyway, the push to oust Barnaby Joyce, flamed out before it ever really launched. The Nationals leader has survived to fight another day, though there are warnings from colleagues that he'll be, quote, cooked if there's any more uncomfortable disclosures. Phil Khoury is the chief political correspondent with the Financial Review and our regular Thursday commentator. Phil, hello there.
Hello, friend.
Well, despite some big talk, those in the Nats and maybe outside the Nats, in the Libs, for instance, who were pushing for change really only had a handful of votes. What saved Barnaby Joyce, Phil?
Look, I think, it's not one single reason, possibly a lack of an alternative, but I think the more prevailing view was that he should be given more time. The unblemished Barnaby, the Barnaby before this stuff became public, was, their best leadership prospect by a long shot, by a long mile. And elders like Larry Anthony and others were sort of came down to Canberra, and this was a view a lot of the MPs had too, was let's just let it settle for a while and see, you know, how bad it really is out there. You know, don't just chuck him under a bus in the heat of a parliamentary sitting week and, you know, tabloid headline upon tabloid headline. And so there was a view, you know, just give it a bit more time and see if we can get through this. And Joyce made that appeal himself. People went and saw him individually. I think it was Tuesday night, people like Matt Canavan and Barry O'Sullivan, and he asked for time. So he's been given time, but as you said in your introduction, and I think as most people have reported today, if it doesn't work or if something else comes up, as someone said to me yesterday, it's going to be a lot more clinical next time. So I guess he's on probation of sorts.
I suppose they've all got to get back to their electorates and test it too. Mm. I mean, some of them have already talked about white-hot anger in the electorate, and now we've got the Fairfax have got a reach-tell poll done in the electorate this week and would suggest that support for Barnaby Joyce has dropped quite considerably. 65% was the primary vote at the by-election just in December, and according to this poll, 43% people support him now.
Well, there you go. I guess what people are saying is let's just see how enduring that is. And if it is enduring, then I'd suggest he may be in trouble. If not, he'll be fine. The thing with one of the funniest quotes...
He'll be fine, but will he be damaged? I mean, if his brand is authenticity, has that been damaged here? Authenticity as a moral conservative, social conservative, authenticity as a straight shooter. People perhaps don't feel he was completely straight with him.
Yeah, look, I think definitely his moral authority's been shot on this. And Barnaby's been a bit of a rolling catastrophe for the coalition for 6 months now. You know, with the citizenship business, he got caught in that. You know, Mr. Pub Test wasn't that clever after all for not filling out a form. He then messed up the reshuffle at the end of the year that caused controversy, and now this. So he's been a bit of a walking catastrophe for some time. So he has to redeem himself, not just in the eyes of the voters, but for his MPs and his party. And again, I don't think anyone knows how it's going to wind up. But if Barnaby, being Barnaby, he tends to have a Teflon coat around him. And there was an element of sympathy yesterday from his colleagues. They started to see this as a bit of a pile on. People were saying, what is the actual crime here other than adultery? You know, he's now been trying to be portrayed as something else.
Okay.
And a bit of a pushback. So we'll just wait and see.
So just briefly, Phil, this notion that he's going to be the acting Prime Minister next week, everyone's sticking to that? Do you think he will be?
Yes, they are, Fran. And the Prime Minister will be in Washington. He'll be on the TV every night. And I imagine Barnaby will probably keep his head down if he's smart and not do much and be acting Prime Minister, but only in case of emergencies. It's not like it used to be when the Prime Minister travelled by steamer and couldn't be found or contacted when things need to be signed. It's a little bit
He might have problems if he has to hold a press conference, though.
Sorry?
He may have problems if he has to hold a press conference.
Indeed. I'll see if he does, Fran. I'd be surprised if he did.
All right. Phil Khoury, thank you very much.
You're right.
Phil Khoury is Chief Political Correspondent with the Financial Review.